Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of Proverbs today, so if you find the Psalms in the middle of the Bible, somewhere around there, take a right, turn one book to Proverbs, and find Proverbs 26. We'll be reading Proverbs 26 and 27, taking some devotional pauses, thinking through some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to invite you to do that right along with me. Keep in mind that the Proverbs are different, you know, Hebrew poetry. These are things that are not always in order in terms of topic. They kind of go back and forth. And yet they're words of wisdom to skillfully apply to life. And my goal for you and for me is, as we read through these Proverbs, is to pick just one proverb, perhaps, that sticks out to you, that you can grab a hold of and carry with you the rest of the day. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Proverbs. Thank you for the wisdom that is available to us. And I pray that you'll help me to find something here today that I can apply to my life and to skillfully live out the knowledge that you have already given me for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 26. Like snow in summer or rain in harvest, honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you yourself will be just like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Seems kind of interesting, right? Basically, I guess there's a time to answer a fool and a time not to answer the fool, and wisdom will help you figure that out. Verse 6, sending a message by the hands of a fool is like cutting off one's feet or drinking poison. Like the useless legs of one who is lame is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. So one of the themes all the way through Proverbs is you tell the fool something wise, it doesn't help. They just come against you. They don't change anything. It can only hurt, in fact, once you know that someone is a fool. Verse 8, like trying a stone in a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. Like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like an archer who wounds at random is one who hires a fool or any passerby. As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. Man, I've seen our dog go after its vomit. It's like, ugh. And it's that kind of picturesque illustration, analogy, that helps us to realize what it is like for a fool that just keeps coming back. Verse 12, do you see a person wise in their own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than for them. A sluggard says, there's a lion in the road, a fierce lion roaming the streets. As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. One of the favorite proverbs for parents, I think, to say to their kids. A sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He's too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. A sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven people who answered discreetly. So you're talking now a few verses about someone who's just lazy. It's all about them. They don't want to do anything for themselves. And they think they got life figured out. Verse 17, like one who grabs a stray dog by the ears is someone who rushes into a quarrel not their own. Like a maniac shooting flaming arrows of death is one who deceives their neighbor and says, I was only joking. Without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal to embers and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome person for kindling strife. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. Like a coating of silver dross on earthenware are fervent lips with an evil heart. Enemies disguise themselves with their lips, but in their hearts they harbor deceit. Though their speech is charming, do not believe them, for seven abominations fill their hearts. Their malice may be concealed by deception, but their wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it. If someone rolls a stone, it will roll back on them. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. We have several things here about the use of the tongue and the damage it can do. Proverbs 27. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let someone else praise you and not your own mouth. an outsider and not your own lips. Stone is heavy and sand a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. One who is full loathes honey from the comb, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. Oh, interesting. Some ideas here of wisdom about someone who really loves you is going to tell you the truth. It's an enemy that tries to deceive you with flattery. Verse 9, perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of a friend springs from their heartfelt advice. Do not forsake your friend or a friend of your family, and do not go to your relative's house when disaster strikes you. Better a neighbor nearby than a relative far away. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer anyone who treats me with contempt. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if it is done for an outsider. If anyone loudly blesses their neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. A quarrelsome wife is like the dripping of a leaky roof in a rainstorm. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil with the hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. The one who guards a fig tree will eat its fruit, and whoever protects their master will be honored. As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. Death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither are human eyes. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but people are tested by their praise. Though you grind a fool in a mortar, grinding them like grain with a pestle, you will not remove the folly from them. Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds. For riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for all generations. When the hay is removed and new growth appears, and the grass from the hills is gathered in, the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the goats with the price of a field. You will have plenty of goat's milk to feed your family and to nourish your female servants. That's the end of Proverbs 27 and the end of our reading for today. There's so much here. I want to encourage you to go back and take a look at these two Proverbs and pick out something that really captures your attention. What is it for me? I think it's verse 17 of Proverbs 27. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. This idea has been used often in my life of men sharpening each other as they rub up against each other, as they grind against each other in terms of their relationship. They help each other grow. And being involved in the Next Step Discipleship group of men this year has just really reminded me of this wisdom. To provide opportunities for people, not just men, but for people to rub up against each other, to have some conflict, to have some grinding, to have some discomfort as we try to grow. And sometimes that's hard. And yet in doing so, we're sharpening each other. We're helping each other grow. We're helping each other grow in wisdom. And that's something that I always need and want to always submit to for myself, and then also to be able to help others. So that's what I'm going to focus on this week. What about you? Father, thank you for your word and for your words of wisdom. Help us, Father, to have something that touches our hearts through your Holy Spirit, that we can apply it to skillfully living this life for your glory. And we'll thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.